Début du dialogue 2.
It's already the 26th. What a relief. Soon the end of the month. I am looking forward to getting paid. That extra money on my bank account will make all the difference.
You won't be taking out a payday loan then?
I beg your pardon?
A payday loan. It's all the rage apparently. You can borrow cash instantly at the click of a button on your smartphone, tablet, computer. Useful for people with serious money problems. A payday loan helps these people bridge the gap towards the end of the month if they need to pay bills, rent or other debts before their pay is credited to their bank account.
If I wanted to take out a loan, I'd get in touch with my bank.
Yes, that's what most borrowers would do. Contact their bank or some other institutional lender. But some people don't have bank accounts and some need cash so urgently that they don't have time to go through the process of applying for a bank loan. The payday loan companies are doing a roaring trade. One of the most successful is Wonga. It's even started sponsoring Newcastle FC, the football club in the northeast of England.
Ah yes, I saw their name printed on the players' shirts, but I'd no idea it was a loan company. Does that mean they're a controversial sponsor?
Definitely yes. Making money out of short-term loans means that Wonga is a very controversial company, especially as their main clients tend to come from the poorer sections of society, those in low-paid work or drawing social security benefits.
But why don't people realise how risky it is getting into the hands of that sort of company? Don't they have any financial skills at all?
That seems to be the case, surprisingly enough. But it's so easy to get a loan from a payday loan company. It's as easy as texting. It takes just a few minutes.
Very tempting for some people, I imagine. But at the end of the day, they're probably not getting a good deal. The interest rates must be extortionate.
That's precisely the problem. And that's how people get into a spiral of debt. Say you borrow £150 for 18 days from Wonga. The total amount you have to repay is £183.49. That doesn't sound enormous, does it? But the rate of interest is almost 6,000%. That's how the vicious circle starts. The loans are extended, the debt increases steadily, and then one day people wake up to the fact that they're heavily in debt.
So the problem is a lack of transparency on Wonga's website. Don't they detail the interest rate and so on?
Oh yes, Wonga lays out everything on the website in the clearest terms imaginable. The four-figure interest rates, the late payment charges, it's all there, explained very simply. But Wonga has been severely criticised by the Archbishop of Canterbury, the Labour leader Ed Miliband, campaigners for social justice, journalists.
It sounds as if Wonga is suffering the fate of many industry leaders. Because it's a familiar brand, critics attack it for what it symbolises more than what it does. In the 1990s, Nike was blamed for sweatshops everywhere. In the following decade, Starbucks represented the oppression of coffee growers. When activists want to raise concerns about Chinese labour conditions, they attack Apple.
But what companies like Wonga do is all wrong.
Surely a payday loan company can do real good. One person may use a payday loan to buy the suit he needs for a job interview and gets the job. Another person can use a payday loan to buy lottery tickets. These payday loan companies are a sign of the times.
True. As they say, the poor have always been with us, and there are pawnbrokers throughout the country.
The world is full of products that seem harmful, from cigarettes to lottery tickets, but people still demand to have them. That's simply evidence of human frailty. You can't blame payday lending for the ills of modern Britain. Wonga didn't create modern Britain. Modern Britain created Wonga.
Fin du dialogue 2.